our kids are, it was really hard. We played like 11 games, and they were all like in a 3 or 4 week stretch there, because, so it really wasn't even half a season, because we'd come out of quarantine, play 3 quick games, and then be quarantined again. So it was just, but yeah, we're really, my kids are just really excited to kind of have like a normal year.
When a lot of those games, you're playing the same opponent, right? It'd be almost a back-to-back situation.
Yeah. We'd come out of quarantine, practice one day, play 3 games, in 3 games in 5 days, get quarantined again. We were doing, this is funny, we were doing like Zoom. We were doing, what do you call it? Taibo on Zoom. So my coaches, I kid you not, my coaches would come into the school and we'd be in the gym. My coaches would be in the gym. We'd be like Zooming, doing this Taibo, and the kids would all be on Zoom doing Taibo. It was crazy.
Golly.
It was kind of fun.
It's
kind of fun now when you look back at it, but it was just a hard thing to go through. So my kids are just ecstatic to play ball, and we got pictures tomorrow. Nice. I mean, there's just a real sense of normalcy back.
Yeah.
You know, we're wearing the masks, and we're, you know, we're doing a lot of the protocols and stuff, but, you know, it is somewhat normal. We had a scrimmage the other night, and we shook hands. The coach on our team started to wave. Like, no, let's get over here. We're going to shake hands. And we lined up and shook hands. It was fantastic. So, you know, the little things in life, you know.
So the attitude heading into the season just, at least it seems better than
we're just
going to
play ball. Yeah, my kids are excited to play ball.
Great.
So.
Coach, I'm sorry. I was just trying to read some text messages here from.
Were you daydreaming?
Here. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm just. But. You know, tell us about some of the young ladies that are comprising this year's Titan team. And again, I know last year, you know, they got to play about half a season.
Yeah.
So, and just tell us about their growth in the off season and who you're kind of counting on.
Well,
this year.
You know, with COVID, our junior high and our high school situation, we lost a lot of kids' interest because kids are getting jobs because there's so many jobs out there to get.
And
those jobs are available to teenagers.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just a... We're kind of like rebuilding from the whole COVID thing, but we have 2 seniors back, we have a bunch of sophomores and juniors who really don't have any varsity experience. So you know, it's gonna be what it is. I think we'll be okay. I think we'll compete. You know, you never know. Knock on wood. I think we'll be decent, but it's kind of you know, we're really not sure what we're gonna get because of the inexperience. You know, so
it seems like you've got some patience then with this group in terms of them developing.
No, I have no patience. If you know me, I have no patience. You better not be fouling, and you better know the plays, and, you know, it's just the way I am. It's the way I'm wired. But, you know, we're going to get after it. And, you know, if you don't get after it, you're going to be sitting next to me.
Tell us about the scrimmages, how things have been going so far.
You know, we've done well. We've had some we've had some decent scrimmages, and I've kind of balanced it with, you know, a scrimmage with some teams that are, you know, on our level, and then the very next scrimmage we'll be going to Cleveland, and there's Hathaway Brown and Brush and Catholic schools from Pennsylvania, and just, you know,
your favorites,
just really tough scrimmages. These teams can, you know, and we're struggling, and then my next scrimmage will be, you know, more our level, and you know, we're just kind of back and forth. And so we've had some really tough scrimmages. The other day we were at Solon, and we scrimmaged Toledo Notre Dame. And, you know, I mean, we scrimmaged Solon and Toledo Notre Dame, and, you know, Westlake was there, and Canfield was there. And, I mean, Canfield was 23-5 last year. So, you know, we've had some really – and the kids have competed. The lucky thing is those scrimmages are only 10 minutes. So, you know, yeah, it's 12-5, and it doesn't feel that bad. But, you know, the scrimmage is over, you know. You play 4 quarters, you lose by 25 points.
Right,
but,
right.
You know, so we've just been really working on getting better every day. Just get better every day. And, you know, the kids are responding. Things have been going well.
Do you think the girls look at those other schools that you see and kind of say, okay, I see where we need to go
now. Yeah,
I see what they're doing.
Oh, yeah, it's all measuring stick stuff. You know, that's why we do that. That's why you schedule tough competition in the preseason to get the kids ready. So, and I got Avon Lake right out of the gate. I know he's talking about how young they are, but you know, forget that.
Don't let him fool you.
Forget that, Dave. He's sitting over there. He knows.
You mean you're saying you can't believe everything Dave tells you?
Dave Zavara, are you serious?
He isn't. I mean, are you?
Dave's the best. So, yeah. So, yeah, I know how Dave is.
So what are the expectations for this team, and how do you see the LEL?
Well, you know, the girls want to go 22-0. And, you know, I'm not going to let them think any different. You know?
Yeah.
Well, that's better than them wanting to lose. I mean, they should want to go 22-0.
So my expectations are 22-0.
Okay.
Next question.
Right. How do you see the LEL? I had already asked you.
Yeah, obviously we want to win the LEL. And we had a little preseason thing last week. You know, they had a preseason poll type thing. All the coaches vote. And we were voted to finish third. And, you know, the kids aren't real happy about that. But you got Warrensville. Excuse me. You got Warrensville. You got Cleveland Heights. You got us. And then, you know, everybody else as far as the coaches, you know, concerned. So you know, we kind of take that personal. We want to – they got something to prove. So
can you use that as a motivation for the girls?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Kids are ready to go. You know, it's funny because, you know, we get on the bus and we travel way out to play these teams from, you know, Timbuktu, and got all these teams right down the street from us that we can't play. And it's, you know, ADs, please hear me. Really like to get together with, you know, play some of these teams that are right down the street.
Yeah.
You know, luckily, you know, Dave plays us. We got Midview this year. And, you know, we used to play North Ridgeville. You know, we don't play them this year, but. You know, we want to get these local games, but our kids get really pumped up to play these LEL teams because that's our conference. And so, yeah, they all know, you know, they know these kids. And, you know, it's up and down, and it's, you know, it is what it is. But.
Well, they probably want to play some of the local teams, too, because I'm sure they know each other. You know, they know kids at an Amherst or an O'Leary wherever.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of cases that do those. It's really nice to go out to an Amherst and to get home at 9:30.
Yeah.
9:30, we're in the parking lot at 9:30.
There you go,
You know, it's tough on the kids, you know. And we'll get back, and of course I tell them, y'all better be in class.
Well, they got homework, they got class.
School starts at 7:30, y'all better be in class at 7:30. It'll coach too, you know. They look at me and they say, you too, coach. And I'm like, I know. You know, so.
Good thing he doesn't tell you and I that.
I'd be late.
It's tough. It's really tough on the kids. It's tough on all of us. But, you know, I commend these kids who, you know, all these programs. I come in, these athletes who play sports, and, you know, they put the time in. Because, you know, we grind all summer. You know, we grind all fall. You know, you can't be any good if you don't put the time in. You know?
Yep. Student athletes year round.
People don't really get it. But
right,
we all get
right.
it. Yeah.
Well, Mark, we really appreciate the time. We got to kind of keep this thing moving. Well, what else you want to get to?
Fantastic. No, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
Well, good.
Talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Good.
All right. Well, Mark, we appreciate your time. Here's hoping you get a full season in.
Oh, definitely.
Even though the Rain Titans, you don't get to have another successful season. We look forward to having you throughout the year. I know we've got you here December 18th. You'll be over at Firelands. That'll be our first time to see you. And then in between Christmas.
Good team this year.
Yeah, I heard that rumor. Then between Christmas and New Year's, we've got you over at Elyria.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Those are two good games.
Yes, it will.
That's at Elyria.
Yes, sir.
Oh, those are both away.
Yes. Yeah, Lorraine at Firelands, Lorraine at Elyria.
Yeah.
Okay, good luck, Coach.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, we'll take this time out. When we come back, we'll hear from Daniel McNamara. He's the owner of Hoop Tech. They're the presenting sponsor of tonight's program. We'll hear from Daniel McNamara right after this time out. You're listening to the Brew Kettles High School Girls Basketball Preview Show, and it is presented by Hoop Tech of North Ridgeville. We're back after this on AM, on FM, and online.
At WEOL.com.